Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Any and all donations are helpful. Nothing is too big or too small. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one, we have the Arby's I'm ready to settle down sandwich, and it comes with an extra amount of mayonnaise. Next time you ask a woman to make you a sandwich and she says, no, you make me a sandwich, now you know exactly what to do for her. Just make sure to add your extra large pickle. But seriously, this should be renamed to the Simp Sandwich, because you know that some simp out there would sip some of the secret sauce into this pile from here. But this just looks like an awful waste of meat. Up next is Brie Larson wondering who can act better than her. And Jameson replaces her with a block of cheese, which is pretty much Brie. He should have just laughed at her the way that he laughs at Peter Parker when he wants to get paid in advance. Someone says that's a plank of wood. I think it's cheese. Debate it amongst yourselves in the comments. Number three, Canada is letting in 1 million people a year, and its population is only 40 million. So the population is growing by 2.5% a year. The Royal Bank of Canada says that we need to double the current rate of immigration. Gee, a bank that makes money selling mortgages that wants an extra 2 million potential customers coming into the country each year to sell mortgages to. Gee, who would have thought that that was even possible? We all know that Bitcoin fixes this. Moving on is Disney thinking of getting Lizzo to play a live-action version of Anne Frank or something. All she's going to have to do is fit inside the wall. The answer is how? Maybe put her in the attic, but then she's pretty much going to come crashing down through the ceiling thanks to gravity. Then unfortunately for her, the Germans would find her and send her to one of their awful weight loss camps for fat chicks. I can say that because my grandparents met in one of those. Number five is a woman that wants a bunch of men to bust a nut in her, so that she doesn't know who gets her preggers. The men all need to be 6 feet tall and rich, no doubt. I bet you anything she'll probably try to get child support from all of them claiming that they're all the father. In the end, all that'll happen is she'll get an AIDS baby and run back to the high school simp she friend-zoned to save her. Up next is what that woman's dating profile is going to look like after she has that kid. Meet Daenerys, Queen of Thoughts, mother of Tyrone Jr. At least she decided to put a picture of the kid up on her dating profile, so you know you're wasting your time instead of waiting until the first date for her to tell you and for you to walk away without paying for half the meal that she was planning on taking home to feed her son. Number seven is Roasty, and she likes to drink wine and has cats. She sure looks like a keeper. This is wrong though, because the bottle of wine in the background should actually be boxes instead. That would make it more accurate. She also forgot to mention that you must take in her four kids from four different Ray Rays, yet she would never accept you if you had any kids of your own or wanted a child of your own with her. Number eight, men make up way more of the homeless, homicide victims, and workplace fatalities. Yet women make up the majority of college grads and winners in child custody battles. Yet somehow men still have male privilege, it seems. One woman in my comment section had to comment that the male victims of homicide are because other men did it to them. Show a little bit more compassion, lady. Moving on, we have a 38-year-old woman that only recently realized she wants a child, but is terrified that she missed her opportunity. Now she's going to go out there and try and find the wealthiest simp she can to have a kid with, divorce him and wreck his life while taking the kid away. Stay away from women with baby rabies. They're out of time and out of their minds and have no problems wrecking your life. She better get to the doctor's office soon, because you know the antidepressants aren't going to prescribe themselves. Number 10, we have a single mother of 8 living off of government benefits, saying she doesn't care if people think she's lazy or trashy producing babies for money. I see at least 4 baby daddies judging by the children. Why can't they pay to help raise them? Why does it have to be our taxpayer dollars instead? I say let her have 8 more. The more she has, the faster the system will crash thanks to her cooch. Up next, why is this happening so much these days with women's thighs at least double the width of a man's? I think the guy on the right missed leg day every day, and he's a simp category 3. Known as the feeder or chubby chaser. You know that you can almost smell the sweat rash from her inner thighs rubbing together all the time. There's probably so much friction that she shoots sporadic sparks out when she farts. She's a whale and he's a toothpick. Number 12, a new study has revealed that nurses are more likely to cheat than any other profession. Never get together with either a nurse or a teacher. They're usually both Marxists. As for why they cheat so much, it's probably because they're around the doctor so much that they would rather be with rather than you. It's gotta be hypergamy. Don't forget the other career that does this as well. Flight attendants always look to score some captain. Moving on, we have a woman that did the dirty deed with 20 guys in just 1 year, and she's not ashamed of it. It's bad, but apparently in places like Brazil, she would be considered to be conservative. But does anyone really believe a woman when she says 20? More like multiply that by a factor 10. Now replace sleeping with creamed up by 20 chads, and suddenly, it's a lot less classy, isn't it, lady? Number 14, I ask if you would smash her pass, even if she put a paper bag over her head. But to be honest, she's better looking than what the average man can get these days. As for me, I'll probably smash. Smash the gas pedal and get the hell out of there. Don't you know she's probably still going to expect you to be 6 feet tall and make seven figures before she even deems you worthy enough of breathing the same air as she does. This is what is known as being a butterface. Up next is the absolute queen of the hot piggies, Jessica Simpson. At least all of her fat went to the right places. I would have been all over that type of woman like 10 to 15 years ago, getting crushed by her cooch. But Jessica's still wearing all black to make herself look slimmer, trying to melt into the shadows, it seems. Number 16 is my favorite one for this video, and I'm going to replace bridal bouquets in my mid-air photos that I take with flying cats, with many of the brides, because they will absolutely love it. Age doesn't matter, it's all about the marriage, meaning that her chances of ending up a single childless cat lady have now gone down dramatically. Moving on, when a boomer tells you to work harder, bro, just show them this chart where boomers control 50% of America's wealth. They hold the majority of assets in relative to Gen X. They were doing twice as well at age 35, and relative to millennials, they were doing four times better. Do you see that black line on the bottom? That's the wealth of the Zoomers. They just forgot to label it. Boomers will probably spend most of their money on cruises and leave their heirs with nothing. Number 18 is a Pennsylvania mom that strung up her son and daughter with a dog leash until they were ended, after banging her pit bull, and now she's rejected a plea bargain deal. She probably figures she can reduce her sentence even further by going to court. If a man had done this, there would be no plea bargain, and just a broom up the poop chute in the big house. She's probably just going to get passed around by the Ray Ray prison guards now. Up next, what's missing from Miss Singapore, Russia, and Thailand? According to the people in the West, testicles, as well as fat and tattoos, and a feminist haircut. But here's something that'll really bake your noodle. Even with many women in Russia that look like the one in the middle, the male rate at which guys end themselves in Russia is the highest in the world. Sure, they may look beautiful, but they're dangerous for your mental health. Number 20 is a New York Post article saying that a 61-year-old female bodybuilder quit her job as a cop to launch her Lonely Fans page. First off, this looks like a paid ad in the New York Post. And second, it's called retirement with a cop pension. That's probably close to six figures. She didn't quit, she retired. That word makes it seem like she was down on her luck or something. I guess this gives new meaning to red light cameras. But the question is, are there enough simps out there to pay to see grandma out there? Number 21, it looks like female teachers are starting to tag team this teenage boy for 9 hours, it seems. So now they're joining forces. This is probably happening so much because, first off, guys know not to date teachers. And second, the pool of available men is shrinking for women, as more check out, so they're now chasing high school students instead. It's absolutely pathetic. It used to be scandalous for a male professor to end up with one of his female students. Yet the female teacher said, "Hold my beer. I think I need to go back to high school to get in on some of this action." Moving on is an ancient story, but it's probably way more common now, where a migrant was facing deportation, but won the right to stay in Britain because he's got a cat. Looks like satire doesn't have a chance with reality anymore. If you don't think this is a complete demolition of Western countries, then you're not paying any attention. Number 23 is the actress formerly known as Cat Piss Everscream, saying that before she was ever in Hunger Games, that no one ever put a woman in the lead for an action movie. I guess she missed the Alien franchise, as well as Resident Evil. Not to mention my all-time favorite female action lead, Uma Thurman in Kill Bill. Remember guys, Jennifer Lawrence invented women. She sounds like a moron though. But then again, maybe she said it to piss everybody off, which does seem to have worked. Up next is the difference between a man taking a shower and a woman taking a shower. A man looks better and a woman looks worse. Remember, the truth about women will set you free from them, And I bet from now on, your first dates will always be to the swimming pool, so you can see what they actually look like. Does anyone else wonder why the Asian woman taking a shower appears to have aged 20 years without her makeup? Number 25 on the last one, it looks like the whole cat lady thing goes way back. Here's a Japanese painting showing a woman cutting her dress to not wake up a cat. Well, at least the cat wasn't on her lap. Maybe it was, and that dress was actually white to begin with. Maybe it's toxoplasmosis, the parasite from cats getting into the woman's brain, making her want to be around cats all the time. I don't know. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers in the algorithm, and don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Also, please donate if you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.